Just wanted to remind everyone to use your microphone for the record. I'd like to call the March 4th meeting of Energy, Environment, and Sustainability Committee to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Chair Hewitt?
Here.
Deputy Chair Walz?
Here.
Legislator Donaldson?
Here.
Legislator Green? Legislator Litz?
Here.
Legislator Nolan?
Here.
Legislator Stewart?
Here. Thank you very much. Just a reminder on meeting structure. Priority is given to committee members for discussions and questions. Resolution sponsors are also given priority. Chair's discretion to open to non-members and the public. I just want to let you all know that the Ulster County Green Fleet Report 2024 annual report has been received and can be accessed through our Committee OneDrive. Can I have approval of the February 4th meeting minutes?
Make a motion. Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Minutes are approved. Resolution. We're going to start with resolutions for the March 18th, 2025 legislative session with resolution number 470 of 2024, starting us off, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 10 of 2024, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster, chapter 205 food service, article 2, use of disposable polystyrene foam to include thermoform plastic, to be held on Tuesday, April 15th, 2025 at 7 p.m. Do I have a motion to discuss? Legislator Nolan. And second on Green. Legislator Nolan.
Thank you. I have started the work of looking at the seeker process for prior resolutions dealing with plastic bags and need to add to that the prior resolution on styrofoam. I think both of those would be relevant to this. And I think there, I think I need to use my microphone. I think there are questions that we should look at and address in terms of enforcement. There's those two issues. I also would like to consider adding in black plastic, or at least have a committee or working group discussion of what plastics are addressed. Black plastic is pretty bad. It's quite different than the thermoform, so it might make it more complicated. But what I remember from the styrofoam law was that the restaurants ask us to do it all at once. They ask us not to piecemeal it, like to do this type of plastic one year and then come back the next year and do another. So I continue to think that we should make some effort to do more than one category of plastic at a time if we can. And if we can't, then maybe to try to group the plastics in it so we could do it, tell people what our plan is. We plan to do those plastics that can be recycled this year, then next year it'll be everything that can't be recycled at all, and then after that it'll be in between. Some sort of guidance on where we're going with this so that if people are making bulk purchases, which they often are, that those bulk purchases don't put a lot of materials in a closet or in a storage space that then can't be used if we write a new law. So for those reasons, I would like to make a motion that we either take no action or postpone at the sponsor's preference.
Great. And thank you for your work on the CEQA review. I started looking into it a little bit and was wondering if that happened for the polystyrene process. Maybe you can answer me in just a second. I did speak to Corey from the health department about the straws and how we don't actually see many signs around the county. And I was at a restaurant recently that brought me a straw automatically. So he said he would like to help with enforcement, but I just started conversations around a group who can help address this issue of enforcement. So I think we have two small groups to put together. We can discuss both issues, Legislator Nolan, of considering the timeline and also enforcement. I'll reach out to you. And I would suggest that we postpone this resolution.
I make a motion we postpone for 1 month.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Resolution for the public hearing.
Yeah. So my reasoning on that, if I may,
sure.
Through the chair, I think it would be much better for us to be sure we have the law in the shape we want before we schedule the public hearing.
Legislator Green? And yeah.
I agree with everything that was just said. I think we need to know where we're going and why, and it needs to be able to be interpreted so that the restaurant owners and the general public understand. And as correct as thermoform plastic might be, most people have no idea what that is. So I think we need to think about our communication as well. On the other hand, I don't want this to drag on indefinitely, and I hope that we can agree to move very expeditiously. Thank you.
Thank you. Legislator Stewart?
I just wanted to agree with Legislator Nolan and Legislator Green in saying that I think we need to have our law, you know, our ducks in a row there before we have the public hearing.
Thank you very much. All those in favor of Legislator Green, yes?
Although I think the public hearing will shed a lot of light. There are many people that are following Beyond Plastic and are extremely well educated, and they not only know what the problems are, but they have good ideas for solutions.
Great. Legislator Nolan, and then Stewart.
Yes, I think rather than use the public hearing for that forum, if we could potentially, if we could think of how we would like to have a collaborative process, maybe have some kind of workshop and invite Beyond Plastics to present their ideas, maybe somebody from the UCRRA. So I think that the idea of our pursuing self-education and education via the expertise of those around us is really good. The trouble with doing that in a public hearing, in my view, is that you put something in front of the public that then becomes the focus instead of the problem solving being the focus. So I think that if we could work towards the problem solving approach, that'll use the community, let the community participate well.
Legislator Stewart.
Legislator Nolan was basically, I guess, reading my mind, because I was going to say I think it would be important for us to reach out to Beyond Plastics and get Judith Anker, whoever is the spokesperson for that group, to come and address either the committee or a subcommittee that we designate to look into this issue.
Nice. I'll try to.
And also, I think we want to hear from Director Ryder as well.
Nice. I'll invite them. Deputy Executive LaValle.
I just have a question, and I really don't have a know the answer on it, but it just caught my eye because it's now a local law amending the existing polystyrene foam law, as I understand it. Again, without looking at this and without looking at the state law, I believe that the county law was preempted by the state polystyrene ban. I would want to look at the state ban to make sure you're not in some kind of conflict with it now by amending this prior one that was then preempted.
Thank you very much. All those in favor of the postponement?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Unanimous. Resolution number 33, opposing the establishment of a countywide landfill in Mawarsing, New York, and urging the exploration of alternative locations and waste management solutions. Do I have a motion to discuss?
I'll move it.
Legislator Litz, do I have a second?
Second.
Legislator Walz. Any discussion?
To call for a vote on it.
First, we have Legislator Roberts.
Sponsor hold this resolution for a month. Is that
accurate? So, would you understand? We didn't hear that today. Would you recommend postponing it for a month?
I believe my colleague, Legislator Walls, was just about to call the question.
Okay. Would you like to call the question, Legislator Walls?
I think we should have a vote on it.
Okay. All those in favor of resolution number 33, opposing the establishment of a countywide landfill in Mowarsa, New York, and urging the exploration of alternative locations and waste management solutions.
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? We had a first and a second. Litz was first, Walls was second. We have two yeses. Yeah. Oh, yes, Legislator Green.
I just want to be clear that I happen to agree, and it's a very superficial assessment, and I think much more needs to be done, but I happen to agree that it's probably not a good site. I just don't agree with the legislature piece by piece, and I actually agreed very much that Plattekill was not a good site for environmental justice reasons. They already had to bear the costs, the environmental costs and social and economic costs of the Hertel landfill. I also don't agree with the Wawarsing site from what I know. But I also, my main concern is that we not direct the agency not to look at certain sites. I just think they have to go through a process. What we should do is direct them to use a very thorough process that's science-based, so we know, you know, what impacts a landfill would have on that community and what a fair host community benefit would be.
Thank you. Legislator Stewart and then Litz. Legislator Collins, did you have your hand up?
I wanted to agree with Legislator Green in that, you know, it may be that this is not an appropriate site. However, I think it is important for the legislature not to short circuit the process of having the Resource Recovery Agency do its due diligence and complete its studies. I think we need to complete those studies, see what it says, and go with the science, and like I say, not short circuit the process. Otherwise, every time there is a potential landfill site identified, that host community, you know, will attempt to do just this. And though I can totally sympathize with people not wanting a landfill in their town, I think it's important that we get the data and that we have the science and that we go through this in the correct order. Thank you.
Legislator Litz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I mean, I voted to affirmative on this resolution to oppose that location because it seems clear to me that it's probably not a good place. But in order to prove that, we're going to spend $500,000 or more of taxpayers' money and come up with the same conclusion. And I don't say this lightly. I mean, it's my livelihood that would perform such tasks. And I hate to see, you know, taking money away from engineers, but I think it's just a waste of good taxpayer money.
Director Ryder.
If I could just clarify that the UCRRA has not taken any taxpayer funds since 2011. Although we will be coming next month on a request for very specific use of funds for a reuse innovation center. Since flow control, we have not taken taxpayer funds. We have a tipping fee, and our customers are who pays that tipping fee. I also just, you know, unless anybody's been to the site, done the hydrogeological studies, I don't understand how people can say that it's not a proper site. We don't know that yet, and it's important that we do the work if that means we have to spend some money. We had consultants that identified this as a feasible site based on, and they were engineers, and based on their professional opinions, this was one of five sites throughout the county, two in Plattekill, one Esopus, two in Wawarsing, that they've identified as the full feasible sites. Now, we are going out to an RFP for alternative solutions. Maybe we can find something to do with all of the organic waste. Maybe we can find something to take other pieces out of the waste stream, which might reduce the footprint of the landfill, which might open up other sites in the county. But I think it's too early to say whether or not this site is the proper site, and I just don't know what the science is that belief is based on.
Legislator Litz.
Thank you. I never want to take money out of my brethren's, coffers. I mean, this will generate a fair amount of money for some engineers, which I think is a really good thing. But you can't say that it's not going to cost the taxpayers anything, because there's people in Wawarsing that will utilize their tax money to, I don't know if it comes to a lawsuit or whatever, but taxpayers will spend money throughout this process.
Thank you very much. We have a vote, and I think we'll move on. Resolution number 81, confirming appointment to the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency. Liz has emailed all of the applicants we've received so far, and we've set up interviews for a March 10th special meeting, which you will either get an email today or tomorrow, and we'll have slots and interviews similar to the IDA interviews. Legislator Nolan?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we block resolution number 81 and 82.
Thank you. They're blocked. Legislator Litz? I got a second from Donaldson.
Well, we can vote on the block first.
Okay, we're going to vote on the block. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Did you have a question, or you're opposed? Opposing, okay. And abstain. Legislator Litz, did you have a question?
No, I'd like to make a motion to postpone this for a month.
Thank you very
second
much.
Second on postponing the block?
Because I don't know what the qualifications of to be determined are.
Great. Then let's postpone it for a month. We'll do the interviews, and then we get to add the names by next month. Legislator Green?
Yes, our board members serve till they are either reappointed or replaced.
Thank you. Did you have another comment or need to?
I don't. I guess I don't understand the move to postpone if you're having an interview on Monday and then presumably make a decision. Then I guess that would be well before the monthly meeting, but I don't have an opinion either way on that. So.
Yeah, we were going to do an additional special meeting, but this March 10th special meeting is for the interviews, and April 1st will be when we add the four names to the two resolutions. There's two names on each resolution. It says here that the David Gilmore's term expired on December 31st, 2024. This spot is open, and term will run from present to December 31st, 2027.
So David Gilmore and Jim Gordon, they are serving out expired terms. Those are the only two board members that you have vacancies for.
Thank you, Director Ryder. Chair Criswell wants to be able to choose from four, so we're going to be putting together four recommendations. Legislator Walz.
I'll give a second on the postponement.
Great. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Resolution passes. Resolution number 83, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement to the service agreement, an amendment to the service agreement with the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency.
I'll move it.
Do I have a second?
I'll
second. Donaldson. And you all have the language on your desk, the draft language for the amendment to the service agreement. Any discussion? Legislator Collins.
I just read this myself. I would like to make an amendment to the amendment. Final clause 2 of the agreement reads, notwithstanding any contrary provision contained in the service agreement as amended, the agency shall not issue bonds in the amount of $10 million or more without obtaining prior approval from the county, comma, acting through its legislature. I'd like to add to after the word county, so it read, obtaining prior approval from the county unless the bond is for the sole purpose of purchasing real property.
Legislator Nolan.
Yeah, point of order, I guess. We have resolution number 83, which is the one I think we're discussing, which I understood to be to allow the Ulster County and UCRA to have a 60-day extension on the existing lease. Then we have presented to us on our desk the Sixth Amendment to the Solid Waste Service Agreement, which is quite a different amendment.
Yes.
So am I correct that that resolution number 83 just concerns the amendment for a 60-day extension?
I think, Director Ryder, you might have an answer to that.
Yeah. So the 60-day extension was the original resolution. There was also potentially going to be a resolution regarding funding for the RIC this month. It didn't happen. That resolution got pulled for mechanical reasons, technical reasons. And so the board and myself have a concern about just extending the current resolution, which doesn't allow us to bond over $500,000, even for 60 days, because we could potentially lose this property. And so we have requested that the amendment, which is what you see, reflect that we are able to bond up to $10 million for the purchase of that. I'm not sure the draft in front of you restricts it to the purchase of the RIC. We are comfortable doing that. So, Legislator Collins, if you wanted to just tweak yours, instead of saying unless it's for, you could say for the purposes of, you know, purchasing property related to the Reuse Innovation Center. But that's where we're at. Like, the board is very concerned that if we just go 60 days beyond March 30th, we could put ourselves in a situation where we're losing out on this property, which we believe is one of a kind in the ability to basically be almost move-in ready. It's 30,000 square foot, much of which is 18 to 24 foot. Actually, I think it goes up to 30 foot ceilings, and is the perfect structure for this use. And in a great location near our facility and close enough off of 199 that people going there would be able to you know, have an easy trip.
Legislator Nolan.
So I now understand how these two things come together. Thank you. I do read the Sixth Amendment as presented to say that this would be the authorizing the purchase of this real property and related expenditures. The agreement number 2, notwithstanding any contrary provision contained in the service agreement as amended, the agency shall not issue bonds in the amount of $10 million or more without obtaining prior approval from the county acting through its legislature. I think that is good language. I'm also okay to restrict it just to this purchase if there's language that Legislator Collins has in mind or that you could propose, because I think a broader discussion about that $10 million provision wouldn't be a bad thing. So I think what we should do is move this amendment and then discuss amending the amendment if we want to do that. So I make a motion to amend resolution number 83 to contain the language of the Sixth Amendment to the Solid Waste Agreement between the County of Ulster and Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency as presented.
I have three speakers first. Shall we take the speakers first and then come back to the
motion?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not clear on the motion.
So we'll take the three speakers first, and then Legislator Nolan will read it again. Legislator Green?
Okay.
If you're not ready, Legislator?
Well, I thought you said you wanted to discuss the amendment to the amendment first.
No, not necessarily.
I'm not sure what we're discussing. Yeah. I raised my hand before that suggestion was made.
Great. I would say if you have any suggestions for the amendment or questions about what we represented, now is the time. Otherwise, we're going to vote to discuss the amendment, I think.
Okay.
Do you have any comments now?
No, my comments are on the – I just want to support the idea of a very specific focused amendment to allow bonding more than $500,000. But in general, I absolutely believe that the legislature should have say, because whether or not the agency has been fiscally prudent and not come to the county for a net service fee, I think ultimately they could. And I also think that it raises the bar of proof that the decisions that the agency and its board make are sound, because I think if they are, the legislature will approve them.
Thank you. Legislator Collins?
I believe the language suggested was better language than the language I first proposed. So I'll read it through. This is the amendment that I am suggesting. Unless any contrary provision contained in the service agreement as amended, notwithstanding any contrary provision contained in the service agreement as amended, the agency shall not issue bonds in the amount of $10 million or more without obtaining prior approval from the county unless funds are used for the purpose of purchasing the RIC. So it very specifically is.
That still allows $10 million, except for purchasing. That's not what we're seeking. That's great.
Okay.
But what we're seeking is just so raising it from $500,000 to $10 million to highlight, to restrict that $10 million to the purchasing. So I think what you
That's what I'm trying to do. I mean, I get the language right. That's what I'm trying to do.
But I think when you say,
yeah, unless it's creating a double negative. I think if it said for the purposes of the RIC purchase.
After $10 million, for the purposes of the Reuse Innovation Center, I think we get.
The problem is it's a negative to begin with. So I have to have a double negative.
Yeah. Shall be allowed.
Shall be allowed. Yeah.
That's what you do. The language of the actual.
Yeah, so again, I think this statement as written seems to be addressing bonding in general, and I don't think we have to do that in this. So I would suggest that we make number two read, Ulster County hereby endorses the bonding in the amount of $10 million for the purchase of a resource innovation center. Reuse and Innovation Center. And then it will only say that we have a requirement that you get permission, and you got permission.
So I could do that in a regular contract. The one thing I am concerned about is the difference between a bond, which requires 16 votes, and the difference between a contract amendment, which takes 12. So my recommendation would not to say you're approving this bond, because that turns this entire amendment into a bonding resolution, essentially, which requires that 16. And I think it is really just where it says $10 million, just add in after that, even if it is just for the purposes of the reuse, purchase of the property for the Reuse Innovation Center.
Thank you. Legislator Roberts and then Green.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you clarify who wrote this amendment?
It's been a work in progress between the legislature, executive, and OCRA.
Fine. You know, this does not pass the smell test at all. We came to discuss Resolution 83, which gives a two-month extension on the contract. And then at the last minute, it's on our desk, kind of reminds me of the hotel motel tax you guys passed a couple of years ago. This is put on our desk where we're going to increase the bonding capability from $500,000 to $10 million, an astronomical amount of money. Why not make it $11 million while we're at, or $15, or eliminate it at all? And I don't see how this amendment is even linked to this resolution. I'd like to get an attorney's opinion on that. It's a stretch connecting these two. We, as in the past, raised or lowered the limit to $500,000, so we would be doing the bonding over that amount. And now we're going to give them a one-time pass for $10 million. Because this is a project that we all like, I say no. I say let's go back to the drawing board and approve the $10 million with the bond approved by this legislature. Reject this amendment.
Thank you. I think, Legislator Nolan, it's time for your amended resolution.
I would like to propose that we adopt the amendment as presented.
Do I have a second? Legislator Green, you have a question?
I'll second it, but I also would like to speak.
Okay, great. All those in favor of adopting, do you want to speak first? Yes, go ahead.
I'm confused what we're voting on. I'm sorry.
So
the amended language, the amendment itself as it was presented to us, I don't.
Legislator Nolan?
My motion is to adopt the amendment with exactly the language as presented in front of us. Then if we decide to do that, then we can amend that amendment.
Which we could have done earlier, but I delayed it. So it's really just to continue discussing what we've been discussing.
And I would say that from the comments we've heard, I'm in agreement. I think $500,000 of bonding, and that's almost like a minimum amount to bond through many of the arguments or conversations we've had. It is these larger amounts for bonding that need to be bonded. So to increase that limit, in general, I would support. And that's the language that's actually on this amendment. Those who want to restrict it only to the purchase of the Reuse Innovation Center, I think are, you know, that's fine. It would just say that if we want to increase that bonding limit later, we have to do that in a separate amendment, a separate resolution.
I'll take more comments, but we have a motion on the table to amend 83 as presented. Do I have a second? Green was asking the question. Legislator Litz?
Has Ulster County Council reviewed this because it's in addition to a contract?
Deputy Director Lavelle.
So, yes, and just a few points I would like to provide for this discussion. First is that in a prior amendment, amendment number 5 was where the bonding authority was kind of lowered to $500,000 without legislative approval. So it was a similar type of amendment if you go back through the UCRA contract. The second note is just kind of a matter of fact, which is that the current contract expires March 31st. Without some type of amendment, all of the provisions of the current contract, including any bonding cap, would expire, save an amendment. So that's kind of a reality of March 31st. And again, just to speak towards this specific project, the Reuse Innovation Center is a very specific project and program which is focused on kind of the economic and the solid waste diversion of materials in the community and getting them out of the waste stream, reducing the waste stream so that we're reducing our total export of solid waste at a cost, an ongoing cost to the community. So the project, the Reuse Innovation Center, is specific to that. So it's specific to those kind of diversion programs and also the physical space in order to take in those materials and divert those materials out of the waste stream. So again, when you're thinking about the realm of kind of the universe of projects which UCRRA could undertake, this one is very specific around diversion.
Thank you very much, Director Ryder, then Legislator Green.
But to speak right to Legislator Litz's question, the county attorney drafted this resolution. I mean, there was some conversations that were had from executive legislature and put forward to me, but the county attorney drafted this. Second, the agency has received legal counsel that they should not approve this resolution prior as is, of only accepting a 30-day extension, or 60-day extension, that it would hamper our ability to move forward on the project. And I do not know that without these amendments that the board would approve it. I would not recommend that they approve it. And again, agency counsel would not recommend that we approve just a straight 60-day. That would freeze us on project, this project specifically that we are working on. And again, as was stated, March 31st, the contract ends. We have not come in 12 years for a net service fee. I am not going to be seeking likely a net service fee in the permanent contract. This 60-day extension is giving us the ability to negotiate a brand new contract. I'm in the process of doing that with the county attorney as we speak on what the bones of the contract will be that we'll put forward to the legislature. I don't think the board would approve another bonding cap, especially if we don't have a net service fee, because there would be no backstop of the county. The county would have no obligation without the net service fee to repay anybody for the debts of the agency, and that's what we are looking for.
Thank you very much, Legislator Green.
Yeah, I agree. These are really two separate questions, but given the urgency, I think that if we can be clear about the amendments, that I would like to see us allow bonding up to $10 million for this specific project, but not in general. And if it weren't for the urgency, I would recommend that we simply do a 60-day extension. Whether the agency agrees or not is up to the agency, but we do need to do a 60-day extension at minimum. But I, given the urgency, and I believe it is, I also highly encourage a tour of the facility. It is, you couldn't ask for a better facility, and it will not only include the reuse and refurbishing and repairing, but it also is ideal for C&D recycling.
I agree. Legislator Green and I did a tour with Director Ryder, members of the staff, and the UCRA board, and it's quite amazing. Legislator Litz.
Question through the chair. When did we think about acquiring this property? Was it today?
The tour that we did was almost 2 months ago.
2 months ago. then why is this landing here today? You know, my colleague brought up what happened a couple of years ago with the occupancy tax. And there's been a couple of times when we've put things forward and then a few months later rescinded them to put up a better resolution. I very much want to extend their contract as per resolution number 83. But if we're going to amend it to include this, that I've had a total of not even 45 minutes to read, and we're increasing the bonding to 10 million, I don't think is enough time. So if we add the amendment, I'm going to have to vote no.
Thank you. Legislator Roberts, then Collins.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. I do take liberties on what the Deputy County Executive said. There's a big difference what went on with resolution or amendment number 5, which was done the proper way. Amendment number 6 is not done the proper way. Put in front of us with literally minutes to look at it. Most of us haven't even read it until you called upon number 83. It's not the way to do business, Mr. Chair. And second, last point, I take great offense that the county attorney is even drafting this resolution and negotiating with the resource recovery. Resource recovery is under the purview of the county legislature, not the county executive's office. We should be handling all the negotiations, all the amendments. You guys got to take some leadership here and vote no on this and start over and stop having the director dictate terms to you guys.
Thank you. Legislator Collins.
So I just, my understanding of this is that, and tell me if I'm wrong, that right now the bonding limit is $500,000. The UCRRA wants to purchase a building soon to be able to do the RIC, which I believe we all support, because we're all trying to reduce the waste stream. They can't do that with a bonding limit of $500,000. They need a larger limit to be able to get the bond to purchase that building. This particular amendment is a twisty, backward written amendment that confuses all of us, confused me. To me, it would make more sense if it said, shall not issue bonds in the amount over the amount of $500,000 or more, other than for the specific purchase of purchasing the RIC, where the limit is $10 million. So we're not changing from $500,000 in general. We're changing it for one purpose, and exactly one purpose. To me, that is something that we can consider and think about, if that's what the intention is. This language is confusing. We need to simplify the language to say we're not increasing the bonding limit above $500,000 except for this one single purpose. And I think that's what we're trying to do.
Thank you. Legislator Nolan?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think what the reason that this is before us this way, and this is a committee, it's not the full vote of the legislature. We often entertain amendments to resolutions in committee that we don't see before the committee meeting. But I think what we have is we have the agency and the county renegotiating the contract, which is a big deal, and then realizing they need more time to do that, and the opportunity for this purchase came up. And so all of those things are happening at the same time. And so it's, you know, making a little bit of sausage. But I think it's valuable, and maybe as somebody who's mostly vegan, I should use a different metaphor, but I think we're putting the puzzle pieces together. The 60 days makes sense. The building makes sense. The leaving the agency with the ability to bond more is a question that each person needs to ask and answer. And I think we can do that in the committee and take the votes and see where it falls out. But it seems to me that we have enough information to decide that we want to do it at least for this one property. And that would allow the agency to go forward without restricting them during a time that we want them to be having negotiations.
Thank you. Legislator Green.
Not sure I should throw this into the mix, but I think everyone on this committee should know what I'm aware of, and that is that we will be asking in that other resolution that has not yet come forward about allowing $1 million toward the RIC from the net loss with the
it was an ARPA program that we wrote off as losses. Lost revenue.
And so what was asked for was $1.5 million. They can bond for $500,000. They have the one, but this project is going to cost more than that, considerably more than that. So I think we have to move forward. But I don't want, I don't think this should be entirely bonded. I was hoping that other resolution would be ready for now, but it will be ready as soon as it is. So I just wanted to be sure that people don't say a month from now, well, where did this come from? I want to be sure everybody knows that's in the works.
Thank you. Legislator Litz.
Thank you. Through the chair. How long would the process take to acquire the property? I mean, would you have a closing within weeks or months?
Director Roger, do you know yet?
Yeah, so that is, I intend on having a resolution in front of my board approving us to make the next steps, which is to go to a letter of intent and purchase and sale agreement. It will be negotiated with the seller where the due diligence period is 60 to 90 days. I've already started to have those conversations. I know it won't be more than 90 days. If it's 60 days and that that purchase and sale agreement is signed in the middle of this month, again, this 60-day extension would affect our ability to get the ban anticipation notes in time for closing.
Thank you. So what I would suggest is we continue at Resolution 83, giving them their 60-day extension on their contract. They can negotiate with the property owner on an intent to purchase, even if they have to put down, I don't know, $30,000, $40,000, $100,000 to have him hold the property. And then we can come back next month with an amendment to their contract that makes sense to everybody, is clear, been vetted, rather than 45 minutes of vetting it. We have weeks of vetting it so that we can do the right job instead of rushing everything. And I don't think it's going to hurt the sale, because he still can go to the owner and get a memo of understanding or an EOI or whatever.
Legislator Walz.
I support the Rick Center, and I'm also sympathetic towards this timeline on this ideal property. But counter to that, you know, having seen this very recently this evening and not having had an opportunity to discuss it, you know, in other circles, makes me hesitant to want to support it.
Thank you. Legislator Nolan.
Yeah, we will have the chance to review this further between now and voting on this as a full body. So I'm comfortable to move it out of committee and start with amending it as it is here, then see if we can get language that we think is the best that we can do today. And then we will be able to spend some more time with it between now and legislative session. And that could further give us options on what actions we take.
I think the strongest language we heard so far, Legislator Collins, was when you mentioned the $500,000. Can you say that one more time?
Chair, could I ask that we finish up on getting the amendment on the table before we start amending the amendment?
Sounds
we
good.
Haven't voted on that. We have a motion,
motion
and a
is
second.
To amend is on the table as presented.
Point of order.
Mm-hmm.
I will have a hard time voting on the amendment, not knowing clearly what the amendment to the amendment is. Can we just get clarity on that?
So that you would like to finalize the language first before making that motion to vote on the amendment. Legislator Stewart, you have a question?
I withdraw the call the vote on the motion in light of that. I don't think we can amend it before we have the amendment, but we can
right.
discuss the language that we are trying to get to, right. if that would be helpful to people.
Legislator Stewart.
I was going to suggest that we vote on Resolution 83 with just the 60-day extension and then discuss the amendment afterwards. So
we already have an amendment as presented.
Oh.
Right, in order to do that.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, I withdraw that.
Okay. Do I have a second on the motion to amend 83? No, you withdrew that because we're going to adjust the language to the 500,000. Legislator Collins, please reread that language. 1 second, Legislator Litz.
So,
mm-hmm.
the motion to amend has been pulled back.
Correct.
So there are no motions on the floor, and we're looking at clearing the language of the amendment.
Before we make that motion to amend as presented, because
well,
we don't like it as it's
okay.
presented.
I mean, it's up to you guys what you want to do, but I'm going to vote no if you make the amendment so they don't get their 60 days extension.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to get their 60-day extension. I think what you should do is vote on the resolution and then make another resolution for the amendment, because I'm going to be a no. And it's just not the right way to do business. I want to vote yes on 83. Don't force me to vote no.
Thank you. Legislator Collins, would you like to read that addition? We're still in discussion.
So starting from the words shall not in the agreement number 2. It would read, shall not issue bonds in the amount of $500,000 or more other than for the purchase of the RIC where the bond limit will be $10 million. So all this is saying is that we're extending the bond limit to $10 million specifically for the RIC. Nothing else changes in the agreement other than the length, which is done in an earlier whereas.
I make that. Oh, wait, no, I don't want to make it. To use that, to go towards that language and making a motion to amend,
right.
to hold that language in readiness.
I have it written, and we will get it going in a second. Legislator Litz? Correct.
I'll make a motion that we vote on resolution number 83 as it stands.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that motion fails. Yep.
I make a motion that we amend resolution 83 as presented as the first step towards moving to the language that was suggested by Legislator Collins.
And I will read that for everybody. Notwithstanding in agreement part 2, notwithstanding any contrary provision contained in the service agreement as amended, the agency shall not issue bonds in the amount of $500,000 or more other than for the purchase of the Reuse Innovation Center with a bond limit of $10 million. Do I have a second?
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Wasn't 83 just defeated?
Yes.
Can you amend a defeated?
Right. Looks like it.
Or we just don't have a contract, which is fine. We're okay with that.
Legislator Stewart, Legislator Green.
Point of order, yes. Mr. Chair. Only an affirmative vote can bring up a reconsideration vote.
Yes, correct. I think that this allows this resolution to be brought before the full body, and we can decide at that point if we want to do this. I do not think that the legislators who voted on this resolution or against on this resolution to bring it forward just as it was presented really were intending to serve the agency. They were trying to make the agency do it the way they wanted the agency to do it, and I was not at all comfortable with that. So I can live with this vote the way went as well.
Resolution 83 fails with a first by Litz, second by Walls. Resolution number 84, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the Village of New Paltz as an Ulster County grant recipient for installation of solar panels at the Village of New Paltz Water Treatment Plant, Department of Finance, Division of Recovery and Resilience.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll move it.
We have a second. Donaldson. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Do you have a question, Legislator Green?
Yes.
Abstaining. Resolution 84, Legislator Green abstains. Nolan and Donaldson. Resolution number 85, approving the execution of a contract for $1,427,490.29 and entered into by the county, Solar Liberty Energy Systems, Inc., Department of Planning and Public Works. Do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Director Doyle.
Thank you. I just want to let the committee know that we do have a protest on this bid. And so we're trying to work that protest out. So as it moves through the committee structure and we get more and more information, we may find ourselves in a situation where this contract does not want to move forward, and we'll let you know as we go through the other committees. But we appreciate the fact that you did move it forward tonight, but we do have a protest.
Can you explain to me what a protest on the bid is, please?
We have two bidders. We went through a mini-bid process here, which is an OGS contract. We have two bidders on that contract. One is a company called Solar Liberties, which is the intent to award was issued to, and the other one is a company called National Solar. And what they're basically doing is they're coming back and saying that Solar Liberties does not meet all the conditions of the OGS contract bid, and they're protesting it, and we're putting together our responses with that right now. And we're also having conversations with OGS in terms of the use of the template that we have. Understand what OGS contract mini bids mean is essentially that they have pre-qualified bidders with respect to the ability and capability to install these types of solar projects, and authorized users, our county would be an authorized user, as is every agency in the state. So we've done that in the past. The county used the mini bid process for an award of a contract with respect to your record storage center, and I believe that was awarded to National Solar. So when we look at this, Solar Liberties is clearly a low bidder relative to this, and they're a low bidder in many ways in terms of total costs and also in terms of the cost per kilowatt hour. But we do have some discrepancies in the bid, and that has engendered a protest.
Thank you. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstain. Yes. Thank you very much.
Change from what to what?
From abstain to yes on resolution 84.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Unanimous. Resolution number 91, authorizing a right to cross the right-of-way owned by Ulster County of the Ulster and Delaware Railroad Corridor near mile point 3.8, City of Kingston, west of Westbrook Lane, Kingston Plaza, to Tesla, Inc., Department of Planning. Do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Legislator Nolan, do I have a second? No second. Legislator Litz. Discussion? No, Legislator Litz.
Yeah, what is the process they're going to use to cross the railroad?
Director Doyle?
So, yeah, we've engaged the railroad with respect to, it's an underground crossing, so we've engaged the railroad with respect to any comments they had on this right to cross. They've indicated that they want the crossing to be at, I believe, 4.5 or 4.6 inches, 4 feet 6 inches to the outside the dynamic train envelope.
And you're going to directional bore?
Directional bore underneath, okay. And no positions on our, no other installation on our property, on this property, and then it goes into a facility to provide fast chargers at the plaza.
Mm-hmm. Legislator Nolan.
Yes, I think that it was very good. Materials indicate that conversation with the current leasee in that section. Were there also consultations with Hannaford Plaza as an adjacent property owner or the property owner?
The short answer to that is yes. Clearly, the plaza has gone through site plan review with respect to the City of Kingston for the installation of this work relative to the charging stations within the plaza. There are two locations in the plaza. One would be right pretty close to where the Herzog's Center is. The other location is actually down past the intersection with Schmank Drive. There's another location in there, and there's existing poles and rights over that railroad at that particular location. So they don't need any additional work.
May I follow up? Because my next question was exactly on that. So are those two alternatives, or are those two proposed sites?
Two proposed sites.
And on the one that I could see the more clearly, it didn't look like it was the shortest route across the corridor between the utility transformer and metering cabinet that were going to be constructed. It doesn't matter, I guess, if the directional boring can handle it. I guess you're just putting these in the most practical places on either side of the active corridor.
We asked that question as well, and one of the reasons they're not using the closest pole is that closest pole has transformers on it. And Central Hudson doesn't want to have an underground connection associated with that transformers. So they're to the next pole to the east is where the proposal is coming from.
I see. That makes sense.
Legislator Stewart, and then I'll come back.
My question is this strictly for Tesla chargers, or will there be other EV chargers
That's a question that we asked originally, because obviously if we had a utility crossing that was owned by Central Hudson, it would have been a different conversation. This facility will be owned, and the conduit underneath will be owned by Tesla.
Normally, I would be more than happy to vote in the affirmative on any EV chargers, but seeing that this is Tesla, I will be a no.
Legislator Nolan.
I didn't see any indication that we would be charging for this crossing, like have a fee. We sometimes do. Is there an explanation of why there would be no fee in this? Is it related to offering chargers? My understanding is even though these would be built and owned by Tesla, that anyone who has a car like mine that has a charger that can carry a Tesla adapter that I could use these. So there is a public benefit that I'm seeing here. Is there something else that we should think about in terms of not charging for this crossing?
Typically, that's one of the reasons we ask the questions. Typically, for utility crossings, we don't charge. In other instances, we have provided essentially a look at what that crossing value is worth. They've been de minimis values, less than $1,000 associated with this. So given the fact that we had multiple locations within the plaza itself, the importance of that facility as it relates to the plaza. And quite frankly, the fact that our bus system currently uses the plaza at no charge, and there's substantial incentives with respect to the plaza itself, we did not ask for a charge with respect to this crossing.
Follow up, I would say that the Hannaford Plaza has been very generous to the county, so that all makes sense.
Any additional questions, thoughts? Legislator Green.
The point is that I have a hybrid and I can't use a Tesla charger. So I think it's kind of exclusive.
I agree. Legislator Nolan.
I have a car that's not a Tesla, and I have an adapter that I purchased for $100, and that $100 allows me to connect in to the Tesla charger. So it may not be available for every car, but it might be.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Three noes, Donaldson, Stewart, Hewitt. Abstain. Thank you. Motion carries. Legislator Green?
I have a question. Are we done with
resolutions
yet? To other, I would like to create a petition to discharge, but I want to know how I can modify the language to use the "you can't." But how does this? I don't understand how amendments get made outside of committee to be discussed at committee, but then if I do a petition to discharge, I can't amend it outside of committee?
I think the benefit will be the updated language will have more time for everyone to sit with. So as you do the petition to discharge, we'll have to rediscuss the draft amendments. Legislator Nolan?
Sorry. My understanding of this, having been in this situation before, is that when the resolution fails in committee, that it cannot be amended prior to being brought to the floor. The petition to discharge is of that exact resolution. So what the legislators who voted, who forced this vote tonight did was short-circuit our conversation that we were having in this committee, which would have resulted in the committee's best language, and then we would have voted on it together. Instead, they're forcing the not as good language to be the one that comes to the floor. That language can be amended through certain mechanisms on the night of
on
the floor, but now that will be being done at the last minute, which was what was being protested. So the protest, in my view, did not carry the weight of authenticity, because we instead are faced with this situation that we have the resolution that we didn't like that we will be considering, and having everybody look at that on the night of session together, which isn't horrible, but this committee has expertise that I think we were in the process of trying to bring to bear, and the vote took advantage of the fact that I was trying to allow for fuller conversation and discussion to force through this vote. So not really very nice, maybe smart or, clever, but not very nice.
Legislator Litz.
I'm not going to talk about authenticity. I mean, they're my values. I don't have to authenticate my values. My issue is getting any piece of legislation minutes before you have to vote on it. I'm against, and have been since I've been in this chair since 2014, has nothing to do with being smart or doing something for some reason that is somebody else's agenda. Anyone who knows me, it has nothing to do with a political agenda. I vote on the merits of an issue, not on politics. I'm an anti-politician. So to call me in question, I don't take very lightly. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to move on to reports. Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency update by Director Mark Ryder.
Well, thank you. I think, I'm going to just update on a few projects we're working on. I think I brought this to your attention before. But back in the fall, prior to the Leche loophole report that came out by Riverkeeper and others, or some staff from the Riverkeeper and others, we had started our engineering work on finding a solution to our leachate issue at the landfills. Right now, we take our leachate and truck it to the Kingston Wastewater Treatment Plant, and it's very expensive. We have somewhere between, depending on a year and rain, we have somewhere between 1 million and 3 million gallons of leachate. So we have had asked the engineers to test now for PFOAs and PFAs, which was not part of that original scope. They've collected the samples. We're waiting back for those results any minute now, and we'll move forward with a solution based on the results that we get. So if we get results back that, you know, the leachate is high in PFOAs and other emerging contaminants, then we're going to have to come up with a system that will fully deal with that. I think no matter what, we're probably going to have to do that, and it will be a little bit more expensive, but that's what we were counting on anyway. Recycling compliance officer, you know, I have a, our officer reports out to our board every month. He has a pretty robust compliance report. I think I'm going to start sending it to Lizette so you can see the work that he's doing. But some of the things that have come out of his work is this year, instead of, you know, the normal process for redoing licenses with all of the haulers, there's a couple haulers that we've held their application for a license until they sat down with myself and the compliance officer to discuss their non-compliance issues. So both of those meetings have happened, and I look forward to their improvement. We'll go ahead and now approve their licenses for this year and continue to watch their compliance. He's also dealt with several multifamily homes where individual tenants were not offered recycling services, made the landlords aware of their responsibility to provide those services. Most of the time, it was a lack of education towards the source separation mandate and requiring the multifamilies to have recycling services. So it's going well. He's about 6 months into the job, and I'd say he's up to speed and out there every day tracking. We're not at the point to where we feel it's necessary to move forward with the administrative hearing officer, but as soon as we get an agency counsel, an in-house agency counsel hired, which I'm interviewing for, now we'll start to look at, see if we need to take the next step on any of the haulers. I think we've discussed the RIC planning and talked about the building. If people are interested in taking a tour, please reach out to me. I can have the broker make the space available, and we can walk you through it and let you see that. Maybe an upcoming meeting, well, at the agency, but doing a quick tour there first might make sense. I would welcome if you all wanted to hold your energy and environment there. At our agency, because it's literally a 4 to 5 minute drive from there, or we can coordinate a tour some way.
Great, I'll be in touch.
We have a MRDC meeting that we have not advertised to the towns, but it's going to be the 24th and 27th of this month. So we're inviting the town supervisors and the employees who are working at the MRDCs to come. We're going to share best practices. We've invited Pink Care and Green Sheen, who's one of the Pink Care vendors. We're trying to get more Pink Care collection sites. You know, Sullivan County just went, and all of their transfer stations, which are county-owned transfer stations, have now become Pink Care collection sites. We're trying to utilize the MRDCs as that, because we only have two. And there are several Pink Care sites in Ulster County. You can go to our website. It's more like the Sherwin-Williams and the others. But having the MRDCs engaged would mean a lot. And that is all I have for now. Happy to answer.
Thank you. Legislator Stewart, and then Green.
I just had some questions for the director and for Amanda while you're here. Sorry about that. I was wondering, you were talking about the leachate. I was wondering, since you're both here, if you might be able to briefly explain the situation with the town of Hurley, if any progress has been made on that front.
I have not spoken to the supervisor in probably over a month on the issue, so it's hard for me. I know somebody had called me and thought that there was like treatment services that you could get. They'd come in on site. I looked it up a little bit, and I actually reached out to one just to try to get more information. They never contacted me back, but I think those are very expensive. I don't know where the supervisor is taking their leachate. We don't have a permit to take it anywhere except for Kingston. So.
Thank you. Legislator Green. Would you like to add something? Go ahead.
On that. So from my last conversation with the supervisor probably 3 weeks ago, they were able to find a disposal location in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
So it does represent at least probably 100% increase in the disposal cost, perhaps more than that. And that, you know, again, there needs to be both permitting for a wastewater treatment plant to accept it, and they have to be willing to accept it. So a municipal treatment plant can choose not to accept it. And again, the town of Hurley closed landfill is one of two in Ulster County which were tested initially through a lot of the work with the DEC's inactive landfill monitoring project, and did come back for high PFOA, PFOS, and was then designated a state Superfund site. So the county executive did write a letter to the commissioner of the DEC, and part of that was kind of stating the hardship for municipalities and asking for additional technical support and financial support.
Right, because it was my understanding that the town of Hurley is going to be paying approximately three times what it was paying to have it to have this leachate disposed of through the City of Kingston facilities. Okay, thank you for that update. And I also had just one quick additional question for the director. I was wondering if the agency has looked into perhaps working with the Industrial Development Agency in purchasing the RIC, and if you know they might be able to perhaps work with the agency in, you know, tax abatements and incentives and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so we have not started that process. We would definitely start the process for the back property. I think the upfront parcel 1151, we won't end up owning for our tax exempt, or we're not tax exempt, we're a state benefit corporation, but it's basically an office space that's fully leased. The only reason we're buying it is because it has to be a part of the sale. There's two separate parcels and they're on the same mortgage, and the sellers won't sell one without the other. The upfront parcel has about $250,000 of net revenue, so we will be able to use that to help offset some of the costs of the RIC, but I think we'll make it so that we're not going to be able to get a pilot or any, like, we're definitely not going to be able to be tax exempt for that portion of the project.
I wasn't even sure if this project would qualify for working with the Industrial Development Agency, but I thought it might be worth looking into.
I know we've talked about it, and as we get closer to that process, we definitely will be reaching out.
That's a great point. Just want to remind everyone there are public hearings here at 5:30, and so I'm going to truncate the reports, new business and old business. Legislator Green?
Yes, a couple things. One is that there is a leachate loophole group that is very concerned about the fact that basically all of the leachate is going to water treatment facilities that are not designed to handle that. And I think they had requested to present here.
Yes.
So maybe we can follow up with that. My other concern is composting, that there is a composting law. I haven't heard anything about its enforcement, which should start with education. And I will say again that I think that the agency, this committee, and the Chamber of Commerce would be a really good venue to get information out and let people know that enforcement on the composting law will be implemented, but first let's let them know what's available and showcase the good examples. And then the last thing, do you have any comment on the composting? Because I have one other thing that I want to ask about.
Can you make it very brief, please?
Yeah, the agency works with the Department of the Environment to get the letters out. We require the new, anytime there's a new generator, to report, you fill out the annual recycling report, and then we have that information where it's an ongoing conversation on compliance. I know that was part of the Climate Smart Communities grant. I will say in 2028, neither of, you know, the agency or any county departments will be responsible for enforcement, because it'll be the Department of Agriculture for their Ag and Markets for the state, because they are coming down by 2028. They'll be at half a ton as well. So similar to our plastic bag law, like, we don't enforce that, and polystyrene, we don't enforce that. The state, as soon as the state comes down to where we are at, they will be responsible for enforcement.
Thank you very much.
I don't think that's what the law says, and I'll look into that.
Great. Thank you.
I have one other. I would like to ask what my vote was on 470 and what the total vote was.
We postponed it on the vote to postpone. It was 7-0 to postpone for tonight.
No, let me just, maybe I'm saying the wrong one.
Okay.
Which is, I'm sorry.
Okay, we can revisit it.
This one, the one we have the.
Oh, 83.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, please.
You were a no to the resolution 83 without amendments.
Okay, can I reconsider? And what was the total vote?
Yes. The total vote was 2-7. No, 2-5.
Five no?
Yes.
So right. I still want to change my vote, but I think we should reconsider.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to change your vote to a yes?
Yes, I'd like to change my vote to a yes as well, and I make a motion we reconsider.
Great. There's now it is passing 4-3, and we have a motion to reconsider by Nolan. Do I have a second to reconsider 83? Yes. Second is Green. Nolan. All those in favor of reconsidering? Aye. We have Green, Donaldson, Nolan, Hewitt, Stewart. No, all opposed. Litz and Waltz. Abstain. That motion to reconsider passes 5-2. Legislator Green.
I would like, if we are now reconsidering, my reason for reconsidering is that it is easier to amend to get it the way we want it than to have to go put a faulty petition to discharge forward. So that's why I'm asking that we reconsider.
Thank you very much. Legislator Nolan?
since we have voted and we are reconsidering, I would like to propose that we adopt the Sixth Amendment to the Solid Waste Service Agreement as presented.
With the additional language?
No.
No, as presented.
As presented.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Legislator Stewart, second motion to amend 83 as presented.
Can you read the as presented so we're all clear, because we've had double them?
There's no been no adjustments. It's actually all everything on the paper. That's the motion, to adopt as presented.
Can I explain my motion?
Yes, please.
It's my feeling that it's better to amend as presented. Everybody has this language in front of them. And then if we want to amend that, we then have are focusing only
Thank
on
you.
The amendment to the amendment.
All right.
Your second, Legislator Green?
Yeah.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. The motion to amend 83 as presented passes.
Like now, to make a motion to amend the amendment with the language that I would ask the legislative clerk to read back from us that we had previously discussed.
Okay. Would you like that read right now?
Yes. Okay. Or if it's easier for Legislator Collins to read it again.
I could read it if you don't mind, Jeff. Okay. After the words in the second part of the agreement that says shall not issue bonds, we are adding after bonds in the amount of $500,000 or more other than the purchase of the Reuse Innovation Center with a bond limit of $10 million. Do I have a second? Legislator Stewart is the second.
Sorry, Chair. I made that motion, but you read it out for me. It's fine with me if you want to make the motion. Just for the record.
I think we'll stick with Nolan with the first, Stewart on second.
Thank you.
Any discussion? Can I have all those in favor of that amendment?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. And do I have a motion to adopt Resolution 83 as amended, or that was what we just did?
No, we just amended the amendment.
Yes.
So I make the motion to adopt the
resolution
as amended and amended.
And do I have a second? Legislator Green, thank you. All those in favor of motion to adopt Resolution 83 as amended?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Also 5-7, and that abstain. Resolution 83 as amended passes. Legislator Nolan.
Just a comment that I hope that by doing this that we can circulate this language and all the members of the legislature now see clean language that they can consider for our full legislative meeting.
Thank you. I'm going to wrap all my reports up into one little report and let you know that I've had some meetings around industrial hemp, one with Amanda around the research and education component for economic development to move forward on a conference or some kind of educational usage of the $25,000 budget amendment. That would help us understand farmer feedback and also get us to understand industrial hemp more. And Cornell Cooperative Extension met with me about referring to this as a field crop because baled hemp is starting to become as profitable as baled straw. And we have products that are feasible from whole plant products like paper and cardboard. We don't even need major machinery. But if we had a decorticator and other machinery like Senator Hinchey has started talking about getting industrial hemp funding for the Highland Lab and getting to know how if we decorticate, we can create animal bedding with herd, insulation, textiles, and other fibers. So that's my industrial hemp progress. I don't think I'm ready to talk about Elizabeth Street deconstruction. I just heard during the State of the County that if we're demolishing Elizabeth Street, it might be a good test for deconstruction. But I didn't speak to Director Ryder yet, and I'd like to have that conversation before having a discussion here. I am updating language for former legislator Erner's rights of the Hudson River to get rid of the words Hudson and add the words Rondout, Esopus, and Wallkill creeks and rivers because those are in our jurisdiction. We already discussed supporting the Reuse Innovation Center building with an additional resolution. And finally, the what's known as Colony Farm in Napanock. There's been multiple studies for a Southern Ulster Shawangunk Catskill Connector Park, and I recently spoke to Assemblyman Ron Kim, who's the new chair of tourism, and he thinks that we may be able to secure that property from DOCS because DOCS has not been very receptive, and they call it a property in use. But that 100 acres could connect the Catskills to the Gunks and make Ulster County a world-class destination, more than it is already. And I think it would be great to have Ag Society negotiations with our committee because they are resistant to becoming a zero-waste event because they don't want to be singled out. I think the purpose of the zero-waste funding and the budget amendment was to help support events like that to become more zero-waste. So we hope to see at least some progress in the Ag Society negotiations. Legislator Stewart, would you like to give us any compost or zero-waste progress? Not necessary.
Actually, I sent some people, including Deputy Executive Laval, a draft of an RFP language that was created by the folks over at Greenway about putting out to people, you know, to bid, putting out to companies to bid for, you know, handling zero waste at events just like the fair and the Garlic Festival and the Pickle Festival and all the other festivals that the county's involved in. And so I hope that maybe we could take a look at that and see if that's anything, if that can form the basis of something that we could work on. But we need to chat, so.
Thank you. Would you like to respond, or that's good? Thank you. Legislator Green, would you like to talk at all about
before we leave,
yes.
Zero waste, could we also get some kind of report from the town of Hurley on how they, on whether we were reading their report correctly, that they had income from their recycling and compost activities and how they did it, and maybe even invite them to come?
Yes, I will reach out to Legislator Stewart and we'll see if they can present. Speaking of presentations, Europa McGovern will present at our April 1st meeting about the Department of Environment.
Nice. Thank you.
Anything else before we wrap up? Legislator Green. Oh, yes, Climate Smart.
Climate Smart, they are going, the committee is going to focus on climate solution education, and it'll be a small committee rather than trying to network out. But also to stay in close communication with the EMC where that networking already does occur. We're not sure whether we're going to try to organize the climate row again at the Ulster County Fair. I think it's very valuable, but that hasn't been decided. I also want to, the Renewable Energy Working Group kind of reports to Climate Smart, and I just want to say we're making really excellent progress in communication with Central Hudson and the town of New Paltz about a corridor that goes from the high school to the landfill and includes the Ulster County Government Operations Center or Emergency Communications Center. And that corridor potentially could generate more than 20 megawatts of renewable energy. And so, you know, it's a really valuable pilot project that I think will then become a model for the utility, whether they're a private utility or a publicly owned utility, for the utility to work with the municipalities to implement renewables. It's really an excellent effort, and thank you for your participation. And I think that is it for now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And second, Donaldson?
Yep.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, aye. All in favor.
Oh, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We wiggled out of that.